Good morning, church. Did you guys take note of the two songs that Yuri was playing here? On the wings of a snow-white dove. When trouble surrounds us and the evils come, I feel like that has happened to me this morning. And then he was playing, "It is well with my soul." So, nevertheless, when we're having a little bit of trials, when we're having, you know, little difficulties, do we want to praise God or praise the devil? So, I think we want to make the choice here this morning to praise the Lord. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we just thank you for, once again, the ability to be here in church here this morning. That we have songs to sing that's going to lift up and glorify your name. And Satan hates that. And nevertheless, Father God, it is our desire, our intent to press in towards you here today, to come to you in spirit and in truth, to worship you with everything that we have, not holding anything back. So, Father, we thank you once again for meeting us here with your Holy Spirit, that we just be able to commune with you and just be able to worship you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. As my sin I learned, then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. To Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that through salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Upon life's boundless ocean where mighty billows roll, I fix my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me, as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon his mercy and trust him more. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their tumult cease. My pilot and deliverer, to him I all confide. For always when I need him, he's at my side. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind, no wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He is my friend and Savior, in him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond my troubled sea. There behold a haven prepared for me. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind nor wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. While he's calling you. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me, way beyond the blue. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Way beyond the blue. God Almighty.
You'll find that in Psalm 8:1.
Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before Thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All Thy works rejoice around the earth, and heaven reflect Thy rays. Stars and angels sing around the center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in Thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou art Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are Thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
That's a beautiful song, isn't it not? Mortals join the mighty chorus, verse 4, which the morning stars began. That's the angels. We're simply picking up and continuing the praise and worship that they started. And we'll be doing that into eternity with them as well.
What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen.
Step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you. Step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
That's the Christian walk, isn't it? Step by step.
The longing and he fills the hungry soul. He satisfies the longing and he fills the hungry soul. He satisfies the longing and he fills the hungry soul. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. He makes the storm a calm, so the waves are of us. He makes the storm a calm, so the waves are of us still. He makes the storm a calm, so the waves are of us still. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
You're going to find that in Psalm 107, scattered throughout there. What's the theme? Oh, that men would praise the Lord when he fills our longing, when he brings us out of darkness, when he takes us away from death, when he heals us, when the tumultuous waves of life are hitting us, he makes a storm a calm. And also, the righteous, they shall see it, and they shall rejoice, and they shall praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Dross, right? Takes it away from us. And now our final song today is Amazing Grace. And the man who wrote this was a slave trader, ex-slave trader, probably a murderer, because the slaves weren't valuable at that time. And he realized how amazing grace was when it was extended to him, that he should be forgiven and that God should love him. Thank you.
like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through
amazing grace. How sweet the psalm that saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. We can all sing that amazing grace. It applies to each and every one of us. In Hebrews 12:1, it says, since we've been encompassed about by such great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Despising the shame, he was set on the right hand of the throne of God. And as we go through tribulations, as we go through troubles and temptations, let us look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He has the solution. He has the answer to every problem. And he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusted in thee. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. As we're about to receive this offering today, the Bible says, would a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. So the people answered and said, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You've been cursed, and the whole nation, because you have robbed me. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that we are going to give to the work of the Lord. We're not going to rob you, but we are going to give what belongs to you. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, that we are able to give and give with gladness. And the Bible says, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And God means what he says. He will open the windows of heaven for each and every one of us. We can never outgive him. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for blessing this offering today and make it multiply and let it be used appropriately, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's people said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Be seated. We're going to have a little prayer time here, and we got a few prayer requests that come in today. And this one here is asking, please pray for Arlene and Ray Harrison. They are having a hard time. They are both Christians. Ray is disabled and can't work, and Arlene has a small part-time job and have pain in her back and feet. They need help financially for the mortgage payments to be lowered, and that Arlene get more hours on a job. So we got that prayer request. This prayer request is from Karen Johnson. She's asking for prayer for her niece Veronica, who lives in Georgia. And during childbirth, she had two seizures, and it forced the doctors to do a C-section to remove the baby quickly, and it caused damage to the child. So we have to pray for the mother and the child. And this is for rain. We need to ask God for rain and snow to continue in Northern California. People have been cursing us by saying we're not going to get any more rain and snow this winter. Let us pray that God be merciful and keep the rain and snow coming without flooding us. At the same time, let us pray for the people of Australia, Brazil, Sri Lanka, and the Philippines, where they have severe flooding. Right now, very bad flooding. Let us pray that the people turn to Jesus and repent of their sins. And the final prayer request here is for oil. The price of oil ended at 91.54 per barrel this week. This is an increase of $3.51 per barrel. The international rulers are merciless. They're trying hard to press the price of oil upwards. Intense prayer and fasting is needed to combat them. Remember this. Higher oil prices means higher food prices, electrical rates, propane gas, natural gas, clothing, and all products that are made from oil. Since our society is built around oil, all pricing is tied to the price of oil. When oil prices go up, people in the third world countries eat less, and the elderly are starving, and the poor in America get more poor, and they eat less. So when we pray for oil, it is not just selfish, we get cheaper prices. It has to do with our entire thing. So let's come up, those of you coming up to pray, come on up right now, and we will have a prayer time.
Heavenly Father, we bring before you Karen Janssen, who is asking prayer for her niece, Veronica. And she had two seizures when she was pregnant, and the doctors had to remove the child. And we know that this is going to be a terrible trauma to the child and the mother, as well as physical damage. So right now, we lift before the Lord this mother and her child, and we ask you, Father, that you would touch them and heal them, and that they would call upon your name in order that they would be healed. And in Jesus' name, we just rebuke all the work of the devil and every force in their life. We just command him to get out of the life of that mother and her daughter, in Jesus' name.
Father God, thank you for the opportunity here today to pray and for rain and snow in the mountains, Lord. And Lord, actually, as I flew over the mountains yesterday, I looked upon them and that was my statement. We need more snow. And so I thank you, Father, for bringing in into the mountains the snow that is needed, Lord. And we thank you for that. And that's the first I've heard of people saying we're not going to get any more rain or snow. So we break those curses in the name of Jesus. We believe in the power of the spoken word, and we believe in the power of prayer. So we thank you, Father God, for intervening, for storing up the snow in the mountains, Lord. We need that rain for farming. And I also saw much, much farmland. So we thank you for the water supply to be supplied, and that all politics would be put to the side, that people would be able to farm and to produce what you have given them to produce. So we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we just come to you right now, Lord. And we ask you to intervene in behalf of us here in America and throughout the world over the oil prices and over the cost of gas going up and out of sight. Lord God, we ask you to please intervene on our behalf and to cause the people that are in charge of driving these prices up, Lord God, that you will intervene and you will cause these prices to drop and to go down. And Father God, I just give you all the praise and honor and glory for it. And Lord, I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that you are in control of heavens and the earth. And, oh Lord, we're not going to be anxious about what the banks are doing, what the manipulators and speculators are doing. We're not going to worry about them. But we know what God can do. Hallelujah. He's the one, he's our provider, he's our source. And he is the one that can make changes, and he can make things happen. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we set the need at the altar this now, this time. And we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we want to thank you that we can come to you, that we can put our petitions before you and our requests, Lord God, that only you are able to fill. Father, we thank you that you're always open to us, that you're always with us, and that you hear us, and that you care about our petitions, and even Jesus makes intercession for the saints. Father God, I lift up Arlene and Ray Harrison, who are having a difficult time financially, and they need some help with their health also. In the first place, in the name of Jesus, I break every curse that might have been spoken against them at any time in any place. And I remove Satan's hand from their home and their lives in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you to help them with their mortgage that they might get it lowered and be able to keep their home. And Arlene could get more hours so that she could make a little more money for their needs. Her husband being disabled, Lord, maybe there's something that he could do from home. Maybe there's something that could add to their income. Only you know, Lord, but you can heal him too. So, Father, we ask you to be merciful into this family, Arlene and Ray Harrison, and help them in their needs, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that these prayers on the altar in heaven, and that they will be answered in due time, Lord. We praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
We're going to take a couple minutes if anyone has a testimony. They'd like to give a testimony today. Well, I'll give a testimony. I can say that God is providing and continues to provide. So I was gone this week and had several phone calls saying we need you here and we need you there. So it is it's nice to have that peace. And also I had a lot of visitations from the enemy this week, saying to me, you're not going to have anything. But I don't receive that. Not receiving any of that garbage. Okay, well, since we have no testimonies. Oh, well, boy, you got in the nick of time. We got one testimony here.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the angels in chorus, sing as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth.
Tell
me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Don't say that. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past, how for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, oh homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell me the story most
of
Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell
the
cross where they nailed him, striving in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him. Tell how he liveth again. Love in the story so tender, clear than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper. Love paid the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Amen. And of course, we give all the praise and the glory to our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay, we're going to close in prayer. Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and thank you for the many blessings, Lord, that we have. And we thank you, Father God, that we can rest in you. We know that you're on the throne, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for knowledge to lead us in the right direction, that we have to work out our salvation. We have to put it into practice. We have to take the initiative. And it is it's not a do-nothing experience, Lord. So we have to take dominion. And so we thank you for that, Lord. Let us let it not be spoken about us that we're going to be the Christians that perish for lack of knowledge. And we thank you, Father, for the good teaching that we heard today. We thank you, Father God, that we can take that, study it out, and be ready and warn others about the Antichrist system. And let us not be overtaken by it, Lord, but let us push it back with knowledge of the Word and knowledge of history. We thank you for your blessing and safety upon us as we go our way today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.